current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Talking to Ben Malcolmson on SOS Radio, and he works at the Seattle Seahawks, and he's an author and motivational speaker. And if you've ever felt like God's just made the wrong call on your life, I think you'll love Ben's story. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
So we went from peewee football dropout to working on the NFL sidelines, because God just works that way sometimes.
That's for sure. He works in mysterious ways.
Well, tell us your story, Ben.
Yeah, well, I was, as you mentioned, a peewee football dropout. I played football in fifth grade and was vastly undersized and did not really enjoy it too much. So I stopped playing football then, and then I go to college years later at the University of Southern California out in Los Angeles, and was a journalism major and writing for the school newspaper. And I was lucky enough to get the USC football beat to cover the football team there for the school newspaper, and got to go to every single home and away game and two Heisman Trophy ceremonies. It was incredible. Adventure and incredible journey for me there in that time, and it was right at the peak of USC football when they were winning all those championships and everything, and I was gearing up to graduate, finish my time there at USC, and I wanted to do one final good story for the school newspaper, and I should write about these walk-ons, these guys kind of end of the bench that don't get much attention, and give them some light. And was working on that story and interviewing some guys, and it hit me that I should go through the walk-on tryout myself and show how hard it is just to go through the tryout. Kind of an open casting call, and it'd be pretty cool, unique story angle, and kind of bring people on the inside. And went through the tryout, and gonna be the best story of my life. I got to try out for the number one football team in the country, and that just kind of kicked off with a chain of events that we're still living out today.
Gosh, I'm just thinking, you're wrapping up your college career, all your education, everything's coming to a close. You're like, I'm just going to try out for the football team. You work hard, you played some other sports, but hadn't played football since you were a kid, and then you make the team. Did you even think, like, wait a second, I might even have a shot at this, or were you just like...
No, that's the crazy thing, is I went through the tryout with the sole intention of writing an article. It never once crossed my mind that I could possibly make the team. This was the number one football team in the country at the time. And I mean, this was a team just full of NFL players that, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And so there was never even a thought in my mind. It was far beyond anything I could have ever dreamed of, that I could make the team. And so when I got the phone call that I made the team, it was the most shocking thing ever. It was one of those total God moments where this is only God. Only God could explain this, because I shouldn't be there. I hadn't played football since fifth grade. I was going through the tryout only to write an article for the school newspaper. This was only a God thing.
Wow. We're talking to Ben Malcolmson on SOS Radio. He works with the Seattle Seahawks now, and he actually has a new book out this week. It's called Walk On. But we're going to talk about when God challenges you to do something that's completely outside of your comfort zone. And you'll learn a lot more about obedience and how that actually opens doors. Coming up next on SOS. We're talking to Ben Malcolmson on SOS Radio, and Ben's part of the Seattle Seahawks coaching staff, and 54 of your teammates at USC went on to play in the NFL, and in your book you said you secretly celebrated with each time you got hit during practice, like the survival.
I was just happy that I survived each hit. I mean, every time I got hit and then I come to my senses, and I was so happy. It was like a moment of triumph that I survived. I could move on and live another day.
You know, as a Christian working his education, going to a Pac-10 school, you wanted to shine your light, and you also wanted to help your teammates connect with God. But obviously in a college situation, especially in a football team, you know that a lot of guys weren't close to God. And sometimes God just challenges you with little lessons that seem to be more about obedience sometimes when you look back on what you were hoping was going to come out of it, more on faithfulness.
That's so true. It's amazing, because when I made the team, I had this sense that I was there for a purpose, that God had me there for a reason that was far greater than just playing football, that he wanted me there to really reach my teammates. But, I mean, I think as many of the people listening can agree with, you try to do something for God and have a good impact, but a lot of times you don't see the results. You don't see the fruit of it. And it can be really frustrating and really discouraging. So, I mean, I started a Bible study for the team, and I was the only one that showed up. And I started a prayer group for the team. I was the only one that showed up. I tried to just be a good teammate and have good conversations with my teammates and be a good friend, and nothing was working. I mean, I just wasn't having an impact. And then I get an idea that I should give every guy on the team a Bible. If every guy on the team gets a Bible, there's a verse in Isaiah 55 that says, if his word goes out, it does not come back empty. And so I figured, okay, I'm going to put God's word out there and it won't come back empty. And I put the Bibles in everyone's locker, and I show up the next day and The Bible's just ripped out, shredded all over the place, pages ripped out everywhere, and it was another thing that I tried to do for God that it totally failed in the moment, and it was crushing. It was really hard, and I think you can probably agree with that, and I think many of the people listening right now can agree that you think that you're doing something good, and it feels like it's failing.
I know, and now you look back on that, and you have a role as an assistant to Coach Pete Carroll, and you're the director of external relations, and you know your life is in a very different place than it was when you were in college, but looking back on that, how have you seen God work through that?
Yeah, well, that's the cool thing is when we have that perspective, kind of that hindsight perspective, we can really see God at work. So, I mean, I can look back on that experience and really see what God was doing. I mean, he was shaping me and developing my character. And then a lot of times, the things that feel like a failure, God is actually redeeming and using for great glory. So, I mean, it's part of the book, Walk On, that just came out this week. And the story is incredible, the way God used those Bibles to save the life of a teammate just before he passed away, just a few days later. And the way God was orchestrating all these events really had his hand on my life and on the life of my teammate who passed away and on the life of another teammate. And on and on and on, God was at work. Even though I couldn't see it in the moment, looking back, when I saw everything unveiled, I mean, it's just God is so real and so good. And so even in those moments when it feels like I'm failing, when it feels like I'm trying to do something that just isn't working, but he's at work and he's totally working. And it gives me faith moving forward. And I hope this story and in this book, Walk On, I just hope that it encourages people to know that no matter where they're at, that God is writing an incredible story in their lives. And that he has an amazing purpose for them, exactly where they're at.
I love that. We're talking to Ben Malcolmson on SWS Radio, and he works with the Seattle Seahawks and has a new book. It's out this week. It's called Walk On. But we're going to continue our conversation with Ben in about 15 minutes. I want to ask him if winning a Super Bowl felt like what he thought it would feel like. So stick around for that. SWS.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop. Thanks for downloading the SWS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Ben Malcolmson on SWS Radio today, and he has a new book. It's called Walk On. It's talking about from peewee football dropout to working on the NFL sidelines, just an unlikely story of football and purpose and following an amazing God. But Ben, when you were playing for USC as a walk-on, a lot of people don't really understand what that means. They think like, oh, I could just try out like I did in high school. That's not really how it works in Pac-10 football, huh?
No, it's a little different. I mean, at the time, USC was the best football team in the country, and it's pretty unique. Not a lot of teams do this, but they kind of did an open casting call. Hey, any student at USC, you want to try out for the football team, here's your opportunity. And so not a lot of teams do that, but it's pretty cool, and I figured that would be a pretty amazing story to write about and pretty unique, and especially with my lack of football pedigree, it'd be pretty funny for me to go through that tryout and do that. And so I went through the tryout, and they took a few guys, and I was fortunate to be one of them, and it was mind-blowing.
Did you ever feel like Rudy?
A lot of people have said that, and it's pretty cool because a group of students started a campaign, Get Ben In, and kind of became the rally cry for a lot of students. They were chanting in the student section, they made t-shirts and signs and all that. They wanted to see me get in the game, and in a lot of ways, people kind of compared me to Rudy, and it was really fun to be a part of.
Well, you had a period while you were on the team doing all the practices where you got a significant injury, and it was a lot of rehab to get past that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I dislocated my shoulder in practice about a month into being on the team and had to get a major surgery to reconstruct my shoulder. And the doctor said I was going to be out for 9 months. And at that time, that would have been after the season was already over. So, I mean, I was a senior at the time, and I only had that 1 year to play. So it was crushing. It was really heartbreaking in the moment. But just to experience just God's divine healing. And I was back in 4.5 months. Half the time, the doctor said, it was amazing. It was only God could have made that happen. He was so faithful.
So as you're doing that rehab from your shoulder injury, you were hiding a little bit of a secret.
Yeah, I was deceitful in the moment, and I definitely regret that. I had gotten hurt about a year before, the same shoulder, and had kept that a secret. And then when I get hurt, I actually got cut from the team. Officially got cut because they don't have any use for an injured walk-on. And so I got cut. I didn't want to tell anyone because I was just so ashamed and so embarrassed that put all this stock and put all this energy into being on the team, and then I get cut. It was a really dark and shameful time for me. I ended up going through the rehab and kind of hanging around and just trying to just make myself present there. And fortunately enough, I got healed and got better. And Coach Carroll, the coach of USC at the time, put me back on the team when I was all better.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.
Ben Malcolmson works as Pete Carroll's special assistant with the Seattle Seahawks, and he's hanging out with us today at SOS Radio. Ben, you and Coach Carroll have developed a really interesting relationship over the years. You actually worked with him as a student at USC. You played at USC. Then you were a journalism student and helped with social media and things afterwards. Then you continued on.
Yeah, it's been such a special journey. I started working for Coach Carroll there at USC, social media, internet, all that kind of stuff there at USC for a couple of years, right when I was done playing. And then he took the job with the Seahawks in 2010, asked me to come up with him. Here we are going into our ninth season, the Seahawks, and it's been an amazing journey. Obviously, winning a Super Bowl, being a yard away from winning another one. I mean, just it's been an incredible journey. All the things we've been able to do, the people we've been able to be around, and it's been fun. It's been a blast. It's been far beyond anything I could have ever imagined.
So when your team wins the Super Bowl, does it feel like everything that you thought it would feel like?
Well, that's the cool thing, is that just being a follower of Jesus, just knowing that the things of this world don't satisfy. And I knew all along that you can win whatever award, you can win whatever championship, but it's not going to satisfy. And even with that knowledge, that head knowledge of, okay, things of this world don't satisfy like a relationship with Jesus does, I wanted to win a Super Bowl just so I could prove it to myself that, okay, it's not going to satisfy. So I still had that burning desire, okay, let's win a Super Bowl just so I can prove it. And we win the Super Bowl, and it was crazy because, I mean, almost every person around was saying the same thing, that it doesn't feel as good as I thought it was going to feel. And even I felt the same way. I thought it was going to feel way more euphoric, way more exciting. But there's this emptiness that the things of this world truly don't satisfy like a relationship with Jesus does.
We're talking to Ben Malcolmson on SOS Radio today, and he has a new book. It's called Walk On. And when you think about working with teams like the USC Trojans and the Seattle Seahawks, what have you learned about loyalty?
Well, that's a great question. It's funny to hear that because I feel like I'm pretty young and I don't have much career to look back on, but it is amazing just being a part of a sports franchise and working with Coach Carroll now for 12 years. It's been incredible because he's shown me so much loyalty through it all. He's shown our teammates, the guys on the team, our coaches. He's shown people loyalty, and I've learned so much from him about loyalty and just the care and the compassion that he has for people and just how loyalty comes out of that. It's just such a rare characteristic these days, because a lot of times people are kind of treated as commodities in a lot of ways, and they're not treated as people, as human beings with this incredible value that God has placed inside of each one of us. Just the loyalty that I've learned from Coach Carroll, I hope that I can live it out the rest of my life in the lives of my friends, my family, people I work with, people I come across. It's just such a special characteristic because it truly does shine the heart of God. I mean, God is the ultimately loyal person in the world. We're just so fortunate to be called His.
We're talking to Ben Malcolmson on SOS Radio today, and he works with the Seattle Seahawks. And Ben, when you work in a competitive situation, I have to imagine you need a lot of discernment to know who you can trust and who you can't. You know, learning how to discern when someone has an agenda, when they truly do value what you bring to the table, that's priceless.
Oh, definitely. That's really hard, especially in an environment where people are more well-known and have money and celebrity status and all that. There's a lot of distrust because people are using people, and it's just really sad to see. But to know that there are good people out there, there are people with pure motives and pure hearts, and that aren't just using people for their gain and for their advantage, and to just really associate with those people, you know, and to surround yourself with people that treat you like a person and that value you as a human being, not for what you do or for the things that you can accomplish, but for just who you are deep in your soul and character. And those are the people I want to be around, and those are the people I want around me.
Talking to Ben Malcolmson today at SOS Radio, and he's an author and speaker, and he works with the team at the Seattle Seahawks, and special assistant to Coach Pete Carroll, and he's also the director of external relations. But you were there when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and then you were there the next year when you were just yards away from winning a second one, and it didn't quite work out. What were the discussions like the week preceding that, after you're so close to winning that,
you've been on the high the year before. The second year, you're all just like, how did this happen? What were your team's discussions like right after that?
Oh, man, that was a really hard time because, I mean, it was literally 1 year after reaching the pinnacle of football. For most sports, I mean, that's the highest you can get, winning the Super Bowl. I mean, it's just, we watched the World Cup the other day, and it's just, it's watching that unfold where you're that close to reaching the pinnacle again and literally 1 yard away. It's heartbreaking. It was crushing because you get that close. I think there's things in all of our lives that we get that close to, and then you just feel like, oh man, I wish I had a do-over. I wish I could say something different, or I wish I could do something just a little bit different, because you get that close to achieving your goal. It was heartbreaking. It hurt a lot of people. There was a lot of grief in a lot of ways, people dealing with grief in different ways. It was really challenging. The one thing that I really learned the most from that week and just those moments after losing that Super Bowl was the way that Coach Carroll handled that situation. Because, I mean, the buck stops with him. He's the leader of the team. And the way he handled it was he got in front of the team and he took all the blame. He just said, if you're going to point your finger at anyone, you point it right here at me, and I'm sorry. And it was an incredible moment of leadership. And I was just blown away at the way that he kind of fell on the grenade and took all the blame, even though he wasn't the one that threw the pass or ran the route or even called the play. But he took the blame because he was the leader. And I've learned so much from him in terms of his leadership there in that moment.
Talking to Ben Malcolmson today on SOS Radio, and his new book, it's out this week. It's called Walk On. Thanks for calling in today.
And thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and best wishes to you.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.